Hello, this is Greg Schultz of the Storage.io Group, a data and storage infrastructure analysis and consulting organization, as well as the author of the book, Resilient Storage Networks, from Elsevier Press. Today I'm going to be talking about emerging trends and topics for remote office, branch office, known as robo data protection. A sound data protection strategy incorporates data security along with regular and timely backups, replication, snapshots, and archiving, among other techniques. This podcast takes a look at five common data protection and availability threat risks, along with existing and emerging technologies to protect against and avoid data loss or application downtime. Threat risks include acts of nature, acts of man, as well as variations such as human error or technology failure. Many disaster recovery, or DR, and business continuance, BC, plans have been built around the possibilities of remote or severe events occurring, like those that you see and read about in the headline news involving fire, flood, earthquakes, hurricanes, or other major destruction or major disasters. However, most businesses are more likely to be impacted by some type of localized disaster that does not make the headline news. For example, accidental equipment or software failures, human error, power failures, loss of access to a facility that is still intact, or misconfiguration or other chains of events that cascade into a disruption to your business. How to defend against and protect robo data from various threats can be accomplished using various technologies and techniques individually or in some combination. For example, RAID-protected internal or external storage at a remote branch office site should be complemented with some form of backup to disk or tape, either locally or remotely, or some sort of point-in-time copy, snapshot, or other technique. The point being is that RAID provides protection against loss of accessibility or availability of a disk drive or multiple disk drives. However, if the RAID system itself becomes unavailable, or if all the data gets deleted on that system, some sort of backup, some sort of protection as of a particular point in time needs to exist so that you can recover the data back to that RAID array or the failed drive. To help complement RAID, a point-in-time view, which we would refer to a recovery point or recovery point objective. In other words, the point in time that you want to be able to recover data back to. That point in time, that recovery point, could vary. It could be vary by seconds, minutes, hours, days, weeks, depending on what your objectives are. But some sort of preserving the data back to a particular point in time needs to exist using RAID in conjunction with remote or local mirroring. Simple example being is that if data exists on a mirrored drive, if it's deleted, it's deleted off both mirrored drives. If data is corrupted on a mirrored drive, the data is corrupted on both drives. So consequently, you need that ability to be able to recover files either from a backup, a snapshot, a point-in-time copy, or even from an archive. Many major disasters are actually the result of chains of events where a lack of fault isolation or fault containment leads to an uncontained chain reaction of events, a snowball of events. For example, the large-scale electrical power outage in the Northeast United States a couple of years ago was the result of a chain of events. You could go back and look at that particular incident and find that an error occurred in a localized substation. That error then manifested itself and spread. It wasn't contained locally. Then, as it gained momentum, it wasn't contained on a regional basis. As it gained yet more momentum, it just had a domino effect, a snowball effect of just building up momentum, resulting in a large-scale, large-region power outage. Chains of events can be the results of technology failure, human error, lack of processes, or some combination. They can also be induced by acts of man. So how you avoid them is to implement fault isolation, fault containment, to contain the fault, to keep it localized, and to minimize the impact of it spreading and creating a larger-scale disaster. To protect against damage or loss of data, data should be sent off-site either via portable media such as removable tape, removable optical, or the emerging removable hard disk drives, as well as being copied over or replicated over some form of a network-based. For smaller environments and where there is a limited network bandwidth availability, removable type technology such as removable disk drives from Quantum, iOmega, Amation, ProStar, among others, could be used for daily backup or weekly backups in conjunction with a regular backup scenario to a secondary site or a managed service provider. Regardless of what you're backing your data up to, whether it's disk, tape, optical, or removable disk, or even if you're backing up to the network, Make sure that your data is protected. Make sure that it is secure. And securing your data means encrypting it. Make sure that the data is secured, it's encrypted when you protect it, but also when you dispose of old media, when you dispose of old tape, old disks, old disk drives, make sure that they're properly disposed of so that they don't fall into the wrong hands. Some variations on traditional data replication optimization or DRO technologies, including SAN extension or channel extension, are wide area file services, also known as WAFs, to facilitate remote access of data. Where DRO technologies exist to accelerate performance and maximize bandwidth for movement of data to support replication, mirroring, and remote tape backup, wide area file services solutions are focused on improving productivity of users accessing centralized data from remote offices. Wide area file services are also known by vendor-centric marketing names, including Wide Area Data Management, WADM, WADM, Wide Area Application Services, WAS, WAAS, are all generically a collection of services and functions to help accelerate and improve access of centralized data. The services would include protocol optimization, bandwidth acceleration, compression, compaction, eliminating duplicate files, caching, quality of service, among other capabilities. Not all wide area file services are the same. Likewise, wide area file services is not a wide area file system. Rather, they're a collection of tools, a collection of functionality to help improve accessing files from a remote location to make them appear as though they're local. So when you're looking at wide area file services, look at the different technologies and understand what applications are supported, what protocols, what interfaces are supported, because the solutions will vary by vendor. Consequently, for environments that are looking to consolidate servers and storage resources away from remote office, branch office locations, wide area file services can be an enabling technology coexisting in a hybrid environment to enhance backup of distributed data. DRO, distributed replication optimization technologies, on the other hand, complement remote data replication from both block and file, internal and external storage, either being server-based, network-based, or storage system-based, as well as for enhancing and accelerating backup to disk, backup to tape, and other remote data copies. A couple of other emerging technologies to keep an eye and ear open towards would be continuous data protection, CDP, which is essentially an ongoing point-in-time copy. In other words, where snapshots, point-in-time copies, take a picture of the data as of a particular point in time. CDP, or continuous data protection technologies, are constantly recording the data. It's really a hybrid between an ongoing recurring snapshot and a data replication. What it allows you is a variable recovery point objective. Another technology is deduplication. In other words, eliminating commonality factoring redundant data. If you see the same file over and over, keep a pointer to it, but eliminate duplicate file. Compaction, both in the terms of traditional compression of data over the network as well as compaction appliances, are also showing up in the marketplace. All being combined to help facilitate and support data being moved over networks as well as support the data protection capabilities of remote office, branch office data. You can learn more about protecting robo data in my search networking tip, what networking pros need to know about remote office, branch office, disaster recovery, BC, and archiving, along with the webcast called Robo Data Protection for Networking Pros. You can also learn about storage, storage networking, storage interfaces, different data protection techniques, storage management, and associated topics in my technology and vendor-neutral book called Resilient Storage Networks at www.storageio.com. This is Greg Schultz of the Storage IO Group wishing you a great day, and thank you for listening to today's podcast.